Now listen, here's the argument of Habakkuk, and it's a good argument, by the way. Listen to him, verse 13. Thou art of pure eyes than to behold evil. And that's true. And canst not look on iniquity. God won't. That's the reason, friend, you're not going to heaven with your sin on you. You're going to have forgiveness of sin. You're going to have the cleansing power of the blood of the Lamb. You're going to have a new nature. You must be born again. Even Nicodemus, that religious man, he's not going on the basis of his religion. He's going on the basis that Christ died for him, that the Son of Man was lifted up. And God can't look on iniquity. He won't look on it. He won't accept you until your sins have been dealt with. And you see, when God forgives you, it's because the penalty has been paid. God's not a sentimental old gentleman sitting on the corner of a white cloud weeping his heart out because he doesn't have the intestinal fortitude to judge little man down here on this earth. My God is a holy God. He won't look upon iniquity. It'll have to be dealt with before you come to him. And then he says, why lookest thou upon them that deal treacherously? Why, he says, you can't trust these Babylonians? Bunch of crooks. They're sinners. He was right. They were. But God's going to use them. And that's the thing that frightens me. Don't you believe God won't use Russia to chastise this country? We've already been humiliated. We were humiliated in Vietnam. We have been humiliated in the Middle East. In fact, God humiliated the white man. The white man and all the great nations of Europe, the great proud nations that down through several centuries have ruled the world. All the Arabs did was just turn off the spigot. And they said, we're out of oil. We won't have any more oil for you. And all of a sudden, we all go into a nosedive. Why? Because God deals in a very interesting way. I've watched what's been happening in the world with a great deal of interest. I've come to the conclusion that God's still moving among the nations of the world, and that you and I are, I tell you, we're frightened today, but God's not. He's still in charge. The thing's not out of his control. He's still running it. And will you notice? Why lookest thou upon them that deal treacherously, and holdest thy tongue when the wicked devoureth the man that's more righteous than he? Now I think that here is where this man Habakkuk stubbed his toe. I should say that he really stubbed his tongue here. He said the wrong thing. It's not the man that's more righteous than he, because they're none righteous. It's the man that's a greater sinner than he is. But God didn't say that he would judge on that kind of basis. God's going to use the Babylonian.